Stories shape us. They shape our identity and how we understand ourselves and how we understand our world. And Joshua was coming to the end of his life, and he wanted the people of God who he had been leading, who had now settled in the land, to make sure that they knew their story, to pass the story on to the next generation so that they too would be shaped by the stories of their people. And so as Joshua approaches the end of his life, we just heard he shares the stories which we just shared together with the kids, the stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses. And he goes because to tell these to all of the generations so that they know their story. They know who they are and they know whose they are. That they are the chosen people of God and that they follow a God who keeps his promises. A God who is faithful. Well, we here at Zion decided to try to do something a little bit different as we decided to share this story because we want our kids here to know the story as well and to know the story of God and God's people. So last week, as part of our intergenerational Sunday school, we came together and we learned this story. This is the story they're learning in Sunday school throughout the month. And so a number of our children are going to share a skit that they have created with you, and it's very fun because each of them have decided to share the gifts that they have been given as part of this skit. And so some of our kiddos who are watching over here got to color pictures, which you'll get to see. Other kids are sharing their gift of music, art, drama, all here to share the story because these stories transform their lives as well. And so as we begin, we will hear the gift of music. That will be shared as we hear Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. And so we will gather and get the rest of ourselves ready as we hear this gift of music being shared. So Joshua is here sharing with the next generation. And so we find Joshua, who's the very ancient one here, about to die, that is talking to all of the next generation. And so we hear their story and the story of God's people.
People of Israel, Not long ago, God made a promise to our ancestor Abraham.
Children, do you remember what God promised Abraham?
Yes, Mom and Dad, descendants to make a great nation.
Yes, that's us. Very good. What else?
A great name.
Indeed, even today we remember our ancestor Abraham. Perhaps his name will live on for generations yet to come. And
land, a beautiful, fertile land for the people to settle in.
Yes, my dear, we are the first descendants to receive the land that God promised to Abraham. None of our ancestors has set foot on this land, in this land, until now. We are the fulfillment of God's promise.
I know, Mom and Dad.
Let's hear what else our great leader Joshua has to say.
The Lord God brought you out of Egypt, across the Red Sea. God set a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire to keep the Egyptian armies from pursuing our ancestors. God destroyed the Egyptian armies by drowning them in the Red Sea.
Children, do you remember why our ancestors are not allowed to cross into the Promised Land?
Yes, Mom and Dad, they were not faithful to God, even though God was faithful to them.
Yes, darling, well done. Let's listen some more.
When the time came to cross into the Promised Land, many communities threatened to keep us from it. But God gave us victory over all who would wage war against us. And in spite of all those war cries, now we have settled in the promised land of Canaan. Here we will lay down our roots. Here we will reap the rewards from the labor that others have toiled. This land we will call home.
Mom, Dad, does this really mean no more wandering? Can we really stay, really and truly?
Yes, children, really and truly, we are home.
Many of you have been long worshiping the gods and the idols of Egypt. And of the lands in which we have wandered through for many, many years. Yet none of those gods and idols delivered us from slavery. None protected us from pursuit from the Egyptian armies. None gave us victory over waged war. None except our God, Yahweh. You can choose to continue to worship your weak gods, your false idols, if you must. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Who do we worship, Mom and Dad?
Oh, honey, we worship Yahweh, of course. We worship the one and only true God, the one who created, who delivered, who rescued, and who remained faithful, even when we did not.
Good. I like our God.
We like our God, too.
Come on up, guys.
Come on up. So we have all together here many of our kiddos who created their images today and shared their gifts of music and drama, and so we wanted to share those with you today. So thank you guys all. You guys can head back to your seats now, because that was way easier to see that up front. So you guys can head on back to your seats for sharing that word with us today. So as we see, stories do shape us. The stories here that Joshua wanted to share were the stories of God and God's people. And stories shape our identity. They shape how we understand ourselves and understand our world. And I bet you guys have a lot of stories that your parents and grandparents shared with you. I was kind of reflecting on this story in my life. I reflected on one of the stories that kind of was a persistent theme in my family's life was shared by my grandparents. And my grandparents were farmers in Iowa. Now, they were farmers in Iowa, and so that was where their roots were. And even when they moved to Colorado 40 years ago, that was not who we were. We were farmers in Iowa. And we kept the land in Iowa. All of our family is in Iowa on my mother's side. And so this is who the people that we began to understand on my mother's side, we were the people who stayed in the land and farmed there. On my father's side, they had farmland out in Hexton. Similarly, when they moved into Fort Collins more than 40 years before, they still kept the land. All of the rest of the family stayed on the land. They were rooted to the land. These were the stories that I heard growing up, and I realized how much it influenced my parents, because my parents, while not farmers in Iowa or Colorado, bought a house right before they got married down in Denver and have not moved from that house. And my parents will die in that house, and so they will live there rooted to the land and to the people in that community throughout their life. And they've passed that on to me and my siblings. There's four in my family, and we have traveled all over the world. We have lived in every single time zone in Colorado, or in the United States, and yet we have all settled in Denver. I am the furthest one, the outlier here, 45 minutes away, in Loveland. We are people who are rooted to a land and rooted to a community and to a people. These were the stories that were shared with me as I was growing up, in stories that have clearly impacted my parents and impacted my siblings and myself. Stories that have passed on about who we are and the kind of people that we are. For Joshua, he was getting ready to end his life, knowing that there weren't a lot of days and years left, and he wanted all of the people to know who they were, to ground themselves in these stories, so that these stories would shape them and shape their identity. And so he gathers them together, as we heard, sharing these stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, so that all the people of God would be shaped by these stories. And the amazing part of this story, if we hear a little bit more in depth, and you can go back and look at your scriptures at home on this one, but in the story, the primary actor in the story is God. It keeps saying, "I took your father Abraham and led him through the land of Canaan. I sent Moses and Aaron. I plagued Egypt. I brought you out. I gave you the land. I. It is God who is acting again and again and again throughout these stories. God, who is the one who has been faithful. God is the one keeping the promises. And if we read these stories more in depth, we find out that all the rest of the people were not so faithful, did not always keep true to their end of the bargain. And yet God remained faithful throughout. And so we see again and again that this is the kind of God that we serve, a God who is faithful, who keeps God's promises. And this is the story that we own, our story. This is our God, our identity, that we are a people shaped by this story. The story that we are the chosen people of God, who God will keep God's promises, that God will continue to be faithful to those promises, even when we are not faithful. And these are the stories that we want to shape us, to shape you, and to shape our children, so that they know that they are forever a loved child of God who will never be lost or forsaken, because God is faithful. God keeps God's promises, no matter what.